A crowd gathers in a plain hall with rustic wooden benches and floors. An altar is situated at the front and a pot-belly stove at the side. A collection of bells, handheld school bells, are assembled on the altar with a cross and three candles. Everyone prays and sings in their native tongue. On today's Tribal Rhythms, we are privileged to get a rare glimpse into the music of the Shaker Church, one of the few 19th century indigenous religions that are still practiced across the Northwest. Nico Wind has more.
John Slocum was an off-reservation logger and a member of the Squaxin tribe near Olympia, Washington. In 1881, he claimed to have taken ill, died, and miraculously to have come back to life. He began preaching a doctrine inspired by visions he had while in the afterlife. He built a church a year later. Again he fell ill, and again he recovered. This time, though, the people pointed out that it was his wife's shaking that was really the source of the power that healed him. Mary Slocum's contribution to the establishment of this religion also became the source of its name.
Oh, 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 oh.
The shaking was interpreted as a manifestation of the Holy Spirit and became an important part of Shaker services. The Shaker Church was officially incorporated in Washington in 1910. It is one of the many Native American religious communities that use music extensively in their gatherings. In the prayers and hymns, frequent reference to God and the Holy Spirit are intermixed with layers of Native cultural beliefs and customs. More than just a social construct, it is a living, breathing tradition that is the center of many Native lives today.
My first vivid impression of the Shaker Church was when I was a little girl. My dad asked if we went to go to the Shaker Church. They usually have meetings after 8 o'clock. And so we went to White Swan, which is about 27 miles away from where we lived.
Larintha Umtuch is a Yakima native who was raised on the reservation by her parents. She's a tribal judge, and she knows the traditions and the dreams of her people. She deeply understands the multifaceted nature of the various and sometimes conflicting religious landscapes in the Northwest.
It's all lit by candles, and then they have shaker bells up front. And one side of the room is where the women sit, and the other side of the room is where the men sit. And so they start singing their songs, and the people would walk up front, and they would grab their bells, and then they would start ringing the bells, and they would sing the songs. And when you first start out, there's not that many people, like 20, but by the end of the evening, you have about maybe 80 people in the Shaker Church. They sing and dance, and when they're ringing the bells and they're dancing, they call, they say they're shaking.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb?
The Shakers maintain some practices that are common to other Native religions. Shakers practice purification and healing rites. Both the Shaker Church and the Longhouse religions celebrate first fruits ceremonies. The Shaker hymns, the bells, and the rhythmic movement create an atmosphere of spiritual inspiration.
To hear the bells and hear the people singing is just, oh, it just fills you up. Because the bells, they have different sized bells. The men have two bells that they ring with their hands. And the women, they have their bells too. And they're lined up on both sides of the hall. They sing and dance. And when they're ringing the bells and they're dancing, they call. They say they're shaking. The men are wearing big boots and the women are wearing sturdy shoes. And you just hear the sounds of the bells and the feet going at the same time. And they sing these very melodious and beautiful songs. And it's beautiful. You can just get caught up in it because those songs are so beautiful.
Shakers are really strict. 1910s are strict. They can't gamble. They can't drink. They can't smoke.
Dolores Miscon Martin, born in 1924, is the daughter of a Shaker minister from White Swan, Washington.
In a Shaker way, you can't explain it, because like God would say, you have to pray for what you want to know. You have to pray for everything that you want to know, and you pray for it, and it'll come to you.
Dolores remembers traveling as a little girl to the dalles on the Columbia River during fishing season and attending services at the Shaker Village.
When clear over to the dalles, to this island, they call it Wutsuts. And we stayed there, and people used to come there. It was well built then at the time. No benches, nothing. One side men's and one side women's. And they had their Sunday ceremony.
Shaker Village, a ramshackle collection of weather-beaten buildings behind a motel, still stands today in the shadow of the giant Dalles Dam. It's silent here. Hot winds are working to pull the walls apart. But you can sense the spirit that moved here and still moves across Indian country. For Wisdom of the Elders, I'm Nico Wind.
Tribal Rhythms is written by ethnomusicologist Don Addison, produced by Clark Salisbury and Larry Johnson, and hosted by Nico Wind. Thanks to the Library of Congress and the Washington State Arts Commission. We also thank recording producer Kava Shahidi and the Native American Baha'i Institute on the Navajo Reservation in Hawk, Arizona.